And it's that time on a Tuesday when we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, rap crunch time with acronyms, questions, and concerns. What goes through people's heads? Why did you hit post or send? And you are aware we're listening, right? It's called What Are You Doing? And leading off, number two, Nick Rogers, number two.
I never wore number two. What Are You Doing is brought to you by Fitness Equipment of Eugene. Fitness is back and ready for more, so what are you doing about it? Improving your health and fitness starts with strengthening your home gym with weights, cardio, resistance, and other fitness equipment. Fitness Equipment of Eugene is proud to be the area's leading provider of premier fitness equipment sales and service. The showroom is open 6 days a week, so you can give your next piece of equipment a test and then have it delivered and installed in no time. So what are you doing sitting there? Get up and head to Fitness Equipment of Eugene at 2080 West 7th Place and equip your fit. Fitnessequipmentofeugene.com. Man, this reading thing, I will get to it eventually. I begin with Doug Peterson as I ask.
What are you doing?
Doug is in a tough spot, having to choose between either Carson Wentz or Nick Foles as the future quarterback in Philadelphia. A really tough choice for the franchise to make. One of them you mortgaged your future on, trading away 5 picks to move up to take Wentz second overall. The other is an NFL journeyman who won the team its first ever Super Bowl. This has sparked debates on who is the best for Philly, who the quarterback should be. Is Wentz that good? When will his full magic wear out? Does he have a second win that's going to make him a franchise quarterback because it's Nick Foles and he's won a Super Bowl? The quarterback market this offseason is just going to be crazy. Plenty of talks about which free agent quarterback will be the fit for each team. What quarterbacks will be available for trade. All of this should be building up Nick Foles as the guy, and Doug Peterson messed it up by announcing that Wentz is the guy. Doug, you got to play a little bit of economic game theory. You know, just be an econ guy for a couple of minutes here and leak out some fake info that Foles is the guy to drive up his asking price. Leak out whatever. Just do it. It's Econ 101. There are plenty of bad teams that would trade a high pick for Foles rather than take a risk on a guy who's just coming out of college. Doug had an incredible poker hand and he blew it with a bad poker face, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Ma, you can't read my poker face.
Oh, gosh.
To Iman Shumpert, I ask.
What are you doing?
For openers, if you follow the NBA, it's like there are guys who seem to play Where's Waldo on an annual basis. It's like, I know he's in the league, but until last night, I'm not even sure he played for the Kings. They beat the Blazers, and as time expires, you see Shumpert yapping at the Blazer bench. Then later, we learn security had to prevent him from entering the Portland locker room and engaging Yusuf Nurkic. He felt the first half screen went a bit too far. I watched it 6 times, and I just think it was Shumpert spinning away from one Blazer, didn't see Nurk, who's like a housing development, until it was too late, and there was no raising of the arms or movement or using a shoulder or an elbow. Shumpy later apologized, but seriously, on that, you held that grudge for hours, then you're going to break into the opponent's locker room? Dude, are you off your meds, as we ask?
What are you doing?
It almost worked for Chris Paul and the Clippers, though. Almost. To the Anaheim Ducks, I ask.
What are you doing?
Man, the Ducks cannot stop losing. Their last win came December 17th of 2018 against the Penguins, and since then they have lost a franchise record 11 games in a row. That's really hard to do in the NHL, and they're really not that far off from setting an NHL record for most consecutive losses that's held by my San Jose Sharks, who lost 17 in a row, the 16th of which came the day after my birth in the 1992-93 season. The Sharks won 11-71-2 that year, and I don't think the Ducks are that bad. They're 19-18-9, but the slide from 11 to 17 is a fast one. Anaheim already has 4 overtime losses and 2 shutouts during this streak, and now they're in the midst of a 5-game road trip. The start of this streak all came during a 6-game road trip. Oh, good luck, Anaheim. It is so hard to lose 11 straight games in the NHL. You can run into a backup goalie, getting at the start on the back end of a back-to-back, a couple bounces go your way, and the streak is over. But this is the longest streak since the Sabres lost 14 in a row in 2014-15, and they were in full-on tank mode. But somehow, through all of this, Anaheim went from third in the Pacific to now tied for the last wild card in the West. It is incredible, sad, and funny, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the Kyler Murray Advisory Committee, I ask.
What are you doing?
So you have that crystal ball. You know, if he's drafted and commits to the NFL, what kind of quarterback he'll be, Flutie, Manning, you know which general manager will want to draft him. So I'm going to need those lottery numbers for Powerball tomorrow. And you know for sure baseball is his future. Quick test. What number did he wear at Oklahoma? What kind of player is he? Well, if you know what's going to happen in 2019, 20, 21, 24, and on, this should be kind of easy. He's a young guy with a crazy huge skill set, with two of the three biggest pro leagues in the country willing to shell out millions if he picks them. Why not keep every option open? See where you go in the draft. See if the A's won't dole out a few more decimal points. And I get quarterback is different, but still, why not take a huge bite out of life and see what the heck happens as we ask?
What are you doing?
What number did he wear?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
He had 296. I went and checked his numbers in some individual games, though. He was by the way, he missed a bunch of games. He was second on the team in homers, RBIs, slugging percentage.
So he's good.
Yeah, there's a reason he went ninth.
What are you doing?
To everyone who bought the 27-pound tub of mac and cheese from Costco, I ask.
What are you doing?
Who loves mac and cheese this much? Who needs 27 pounds of mac and cheese sitting on their shelf? Are you really sure that you're going to eat 27 pounds of mac and cheese and it's worth the $89 price tag? Oh boy, I am confused here. Costco is selling, or was selling before it sold out, a 27-pound tub of mac and cheese that has a shelf life of 20 years. 20 years! Do you really think that if you're going to spend $90 on mac and cheese, you're just not going to eat it all right away? Is regular box mac and cheese just not good enough for you? I understand this is kind of more for like doomsday shelter type supply, but let's be real here. The people that bought this tub aren't going to be saving this mac and cheese for the apocalypse. They're buying this tub to eat as much of the 27 pounds of mac and cheese they can in one sitting, and it's only a matter of time before somebody tries and puts it on YouTube as I ask.
What are you doing?
To University of Michigan athletic director Ward Manuel, I ask.
What are you doing?
He's the guy who hired Ron DeFane as an assistant gymnastics coach. This was last Thursday. The outcry by Friday when she was at a team meet exploded into a social media onslaught Saturday. On Sunday, several board members insisted she be fired and she was dismissed. Folks were amazed she was hired in the first place, considering she had a connection to Larry Nassar and the Michigan State disgust. She's program director for USA Gymnastics. And victims like Allie Raceman said they reported abuse directly to her, and they have no idea if she took any action, if she ignored them, or if she just pushed it up the food chain. Like many have pointed out, her silence, while many others were speaking out, should disqualify her from a job like this. So after 4 days, she's fired. But the announcement today, she's getting a full month's pay of $15,000.
Oh.
Absolutely unreal, as we ask.
What are you doing?